SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. The Australian Electoral Commission has advised voters against wearing yes or no campaign material, such as a T-shirt, when voting in the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum. It's because it could be construed by officials as campaigning and see the voter ejected, as the law states that people cannot campaign within 6 metres from the entrance of a polling place. The referendum vote will be held this Saturday, the 14th, with 4 million Australians already casting their vote via pre-polling stations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been continuing his final push for the Yes campaign, today addressing a conference of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. He says a yes vote is key to addressing significant inequalities in health outcomes between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
We're one of the wealthiest nations on earth. Yet there are Indigenous communities still suffering the brunt of diseases that have been eradicated from most of the planet. An 8-year life expectancy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, I find that extraordinary and just not good enough. And a vote for no is a vote to say, yeah, that's as good as it gets. We can't do anything different. This is okay. And it's not.
Israel's newly formed war cabinet has promised to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth as the assault on the Gaza Strip intensifies. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu forged an emergency government with Israel's opposition party to coordinate the war against Hamas. This follows a surprise assault by Hamas militants over the weekend, which saw fighters raiding Israeli towns and killing at least 1,200 people in Israel, according to the Israeli military. In response, Israel has denied Gazans access to food, water, fuel, and electricity, and bombarded the region with the heaviest airstrikes in the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, killing at least 1,100 people, according to Gaza's health ministry. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has said the military is preparing for a ground offensive into Gaza and is now promising to eliminate Hamas entirely.
And I am saying here to everyone, we will wipe this thing called Hamas, ISIS Gaza, off the face of the earth. It will cease to exist.
The United Nations is urging Israel to abide by humanitarian standards, as the UN Human Rights Chief, Volker Türk, claims the total blockade of essential resources into Gaza is illegal under international law. NASA has reached a carbon-rich soil sample taken from the surface of a 4.5 billion-year-old asteroid which could contain secrets about the origins of the Earth. The sample, collected from the asteroid Bennu, is the third asteroid sample ever retrieved and the most significant both in size and its potential scientific implications. Within the sample, scientists have found material high in carbon, an element that's the foundation of life on Earth, as well as crystallized water molecules. In rugby league, Michael Maguire is set to replace Brad Fittler as the State of Origin coach for New South Wales, after being offered a 1-year deal to take over the Blues from 2024. The premiership-winning coach is yet to put pen to paper on a deal, but the Australian Associated Press was told he had spoken to the New South Wales Rugby League board and is expected to take up the offer. It's likely Maguire will have to stand down as coach of New Zealand to accept the position, while it's uncertain whether he will remain on the Raiders' staff. Maguire's deal will likely run for 5 months, from March through to the end of July. I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.